Habits of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I'm a scientist and by all accounts a health and fitness nut. So I was looking for something that I thought might give me just a little bit more edge. And I've tried many things. And I'm very strict in terms of my diet, my exercise, my lifestyle. I'm pleasantly surprised, I must admit. I typically in the winter times have respiratory issues or colds, and this is the longest period I can remember where I haven't had one. My body is experiencing something that it's never had, and then knowing that the change is because I took Balance of Nature, and it's worth the money. That's all I can say. It's worth the money.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code KATE.
This is Kate, and I want you to know that Mike Lindell, the MyPillow guy, and I have partnered up. MyPillow has fantastic products. Not only the amazing MyPillow, but dog beds, absorbent soft towels, wonderfully soft sheets. I mean, the most amazing softest sheets. The best in the marketplace. Luxurious robes, incredible mattresses, you name it. He has the very best products for the very best price. You won't find these prices anywhere else. You also get to support two things, Mike Lindell and of course, Truth and Radio, my show. You get to support both of us and keep this show on the air when you buy these products for your home directly from MyPillow.com. There's a lot of advantages to buying direct from MyPillow as well. Wedding gifts, Father's Day, Mother's Day, just the very best products for your home. Use the code word Kate at MyPillow.com and get the best discounts, and you'll be telling everyone about these products. Those towels get every bit of moisture off your body. I'm not kidding. The sheets, oh my gosh, the softest sheets you will ever experience. You really need to get these great products and help us both out. Keep the show on the air, and Mike's movie, Absolute Proof, is a must-see. It's all about the voting fraud. So make sure, support both of us. Go to MyPillow, use the word Kate, get steep discounts on everything. I really thank you for this. Thanks, you guys.
My name's Joe. I like bribing the Ukraine, hair sniffing, and other things. I think, whatever the thing is, where am I? The Kate Daly Show starts now.
I stumbled on this yesterday. And just wanted to, I just felt I needed to show you this video. It's amazing. A lumberyard, it's actually a depot, train loads of lumber coming out of Canada, and they offload here, and then they're transported by tractor trailer to different lumber yards. This lumber goes on for over a quarter of a mile, maybe 3/8 of a mile. I'm just astounded at how much lumber is here, and I'm wondering why there's such a problem at the lumber yards.
Welcome to the Kate Daly Show. America is wondering why they're paying so much for lumber. I saw a sign that said Doghouse 2019 was $2,000 and now it's $9,000 so, to build, you know. And so there's all those kinds of questions. What a show we have for you today. In fact, we're going to be talking about a couple of random items that you need to know about. And then, of course, Uncle Milty's here. How are you?
I'm terrific.
Excellent. And we have guest Dean Sessions. He's my favorite science guy. He's the go-to science guy that pokes a hole through the whole narrative and makes sense out of science, what they've done to science. And also just speaks a lot of truth about it. And I'll tell you something, when you hear somebody speak truth about science, there's a gut thing that happens. I call it a God thing. Some people call it a gut thing. But you just know when you're hearing something, you go, wow, okay, now all those pieces fit together. Now, okay, now that makes more sense. And this is your guy to listen to. He is the author of universalmodel.com, and he's really fantastic. And those are books that everyone should have. I actually recommend getting hardcover Universal Model books for your kids because it goes through everything. It explains all the science. I mean, you name it. You're gonna get your dose of truth. So he'll be coming on and joining me as well, and in the next hour or two. Also, I want to talk about two things because there's two things of utmost importance right now, and they're not really related. So I want to start with the lumber one. Now, there's a lot of people out there that are still wondering because they're blaming it on COVID. They're blaming it on COVID, of all things, that we have all of these rising prices in lumber and it won't come down. And I would actually love to get your thoughts on this. What do you think it is? Because I'll tell you, there's a lot of different thoughts. There's a lot of different things floating around. And when you hear the guy talk about the fact that, hey, I just, you know, there's lumber everywhere. Why are we price gouging? Why are we doing this? Why are we all thinking that there's this huge shortage? When you buy a piece of furniture, it takes 6 to 9 months to get it. And nobody thinks that's insane. Come on, you know? So what do you think? What do you think is actually going on? What do you think? I want to know from you.
I think what's going on is that that industry, the mm-hmm. furniture industry, mm-hmm. was in no way reimbursed for any COVID issues. Mm-hmm. So in order to get them
recoup
some money
losses.
From their losses, mm-hmm. they're doing this intentionally to
yep.
to price gouge.
I have had that thought. That's amazing. Okay. Hi, caller.
No,
welcome to the show.
It.
Hi. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi.
Hi.
There are 3 million truck drivers in this country,
mm-hmm.
and they want driverless trucks. So they have to create a logistics problem.
Mm.
So we're all jumping up and down screaming, we want our products. Bingo, the driverless trucks will appear.
Oh, that's fascinating. That's fascinating. Okay. Huh, interesting.
Highly probable,
too. I hadn't thought about
too.
That. Yeah.
Highly probable.
My thought for the day. Thank you. I enjoy your show.
Oh, thank you. I really appreciate your phone call. Really enlightening.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ooh.
No, that's highly probable.
Yeah, because they keep saying, get this, you guys, they keep saying labor shortages, even 3 days ago, and everything's too wet. But then at the same time, they're telling us we're having droughts.
Yeah.
For, you know, food and produce, things like this. They can't have both. What's going on? Is it a labor shortage? Now, why didn't everything else go up 232% or some crazy number? Why didn't everything else raise and go through the roof? But that is very, very interesting about that, about what she said about the driverless
mm-hmm.
Trucks. Because if you have some plans, how do you get to those plans? How do you make them happen? Well, you have to create some changes in order to implement them. Makes sense.
Yeah. And driverless trucks are actually easier to do than driverless cars.
Hmm.
Driverless cars scatter. They
right.
go. Driverless trucks have delivery points. They're
okay.
going from A to B,
yeah,
A to
yeah,
B,
yeah.
A to B.
Yeah, you're right. Okay. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead. What do you think?
Yeah, Kate. Well, all these ideas are great ideas, and I can't say that I disagree with any of them, because there's any path that this could all take.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in other words, you create a crisis in order to come in with a solution. But
mm-hmm.
here's what I think could possibly happen. Remember now, they want to roll out this massive campaign.
Mm-hmm.
CNN admitted it, that they want to roll out this massive campaign on climate change.
Right.
So all you got to do is just blame climate change on all the shortages, and if we just allow them to tax us to death and everything else for the climate, then all of a sudden, in their propaganda campaigns, they can say, well, if we can just do something about climate change, all these shortages will go away.
Yes. In fact, the last time that there was a situation where lumber doubled, it was the consequence of that spotted owl story. And it went like this. There was an article published in a journal by a forest biologist stated that national forests, you know, are logged and they're going to be diminishing. Oh, my gosh, the poor spotted owl. And then the article was read by a lumber corporation executive. And then here it is necessary, right, to know that the logging is done in national forests is done by small firms. And then the firms were competitors to the big corps. They kept the price of the lumber within reason. And the exec realized that if the national forests were closed to logging, the big corps could double their profits. And then they donated millions of dollars to people like Sierra Club. Interesting. Anyway.
Yeah, and I don't disagree with anything. I mean, that the other callers have said and what
mm-hmm.
Uncle Milty has said. I think certainly there's a moral problem here because, you know, the morals in this country have gone into the toilet. So, you know, I wouldn't be surprised, you know, as far as price gouging and, you know, like
mm-hmm.
what was being commented before. I'm just throwing this in as a possible addition, and I wouldn't be a bit surprised if they don't go down that road.
Oh, yes. Thank you for that. Really appreciate the
you
call.
Bet.
In fact, it's kind of, it's interesting because there's a couple things at play here. the labor shortage. I want you to comment on that. I do hear from people that they're looking for really good employees. The theory out there is that they are they're having to compete. It's not, this part isn't a theory. They're having to compete with the government paycheck right now, of course, but that they want to get the wages up, right? And when they get the wages up, because what they're saying is, no, employer, you just don't want to pay them what they're worth. But you know the 20-year-old kid isn't worth $25. So they want all of those to rise because more taxation. They can put that in without being the bad guy, too, right? Because people are making more money, they think.
They think they're making more money. But mm-hmm. Let me give you a little taste of the numbers.
Okay.
A person making $85,000 a year. Mm-hmm. Pays total taxes of about $23,000 with a net pay of $61,000. Mm-hmm. Okay. But a few months ago, when he was only making $55,000, mm-hmm. he was paying only $12,000 in taxes and had a $42,000 net. It actually costs him more money in taxes to get that raise.
Yeah. Yeah. Good point. Good point. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yeah, Kate.
Hi.
So as far as the lumber shortage, I'm not sure why you don't think that COVID would. The way we dealt with COVID, mm-hmm. do you not think that would mess up the supply chain? I mean,
not now. I don't think it would be any reason now. Maybe a temporary couple of months. I don't know about now. I mean, not everything else has gone up this much. Not everything else is getting this gouge. So,
wouldn't it? I'm in the industry, and uh-huh. concrete and lumber are always the first ones because those are the ones that you use on the front end.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to run out of supply of those first.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, if I'm going to play advocate for, there's actually a problem with lumber right now and
okay.
supplies.
But
I mean, we shut down half the country.
Well,
you know,
I know.
If you get outside of St. George,
right.
It's a different world.
Okay.
They got contact tracing on their iPhone.
I get that. Except
to somebody that had COVID, you got to stay home 21 days. You got to quarantine.
Mm-hmm.
You can't leave your house.
But we don't.
I don't care if you're
union have that
or
anymore.
Nurse or what.
We don't have that anymore, though. And the lumber yards are filled. So what's going on? You know? So
we
what's.
We don't. And
well,
in St. George, we don't.
Well, we're on the national show. I'm not talking about St. George, but I'm just talking about in general.
Okay. Well,
so
I'd
in general.
I'd be interested to see other people's take on
sure.
it.
Sure. You got
but
it.
But I just because a few lumber yards are full, I mean, if you could wrap
a
your
few?
Mind around how many board feet we use in this country
uh-huh.
a year.
Yeah.
And
huh.
then increase that. Because
okay.
the market did, through COVID, I got more busy. I don't know if the rest of the nation did. But here
well,
in my little community,
right.
we got more busy. I
All
built
right.
more stuff.
Okay, thank you for the call. Appreciate it. Interesting. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. I know I'm trying to get there. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hey, Kate.
Hi.
I saw a video the other day of a guy that took a ride past a lumber depot
mm-hmm.
in Canada.
Yeah.
And he had the video camera on for about 2 to 3 miles. And there was lumber piled up as high
yep.
and as wide as you could see.
I know.
This whole thing is nothing but a scam.
Yep, I
to
agree.
To make more of the greedy corporate people
I agree.
Are making every bit they can right now, and they're mm-hmm. not apologetic for it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all about the money.
Yep.
Follow the
yep.
money.
I agree with you. Thank you. I actually agree with that caller because of the fact that not everything else did this too. And people have been back to work for a long time too in majority of the states. So I just doubt that that's the case. And is this driving up home prices on purpose? Do they want the major inflation on the homes? Do they want people to be you know, razor thin on trying to make a mortgage payment that's too high for them?
Well, but there's another issue.
Mm-hmm.
These people that have decided to stay home
mm-hmm.
and draw the unemployment benefits
mm-hmm.
that are so huge right now are never going to buy a home.
Right.
They're going to end up in a position where they'll never be able to buy a home if they continue to take this route.
Hmm. Interesting. There's a lot of things at play. There's a lot of people chiming in on this one, too. And you know, a lot of different theories, a lot of different theories. But one person even put out there, are they stockpiling because of something that is going to happen? And interesting. These are all interesting thoughts. This is
mm-hmm.
why we have the show. I want to sort of just kind of peruse the different theories out there, there's a lot of people going, now, wait a minute here. Now, wait a minute here. We're halfway into 2021. That went fast, didn't it? And there's no reason for this now. Come on.
No.
We'll be right back on The Kate Daly Show.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is The Kate Daly Show.
Something to see, baby. Ain't that America? Home on the free, yeah. Little pink houses for you and
me. Welcome back, Kate Daly Show. Talking about lumber, I'd love for you to chime in on this. I'd love to get your thoughts on this. 888-673-1450. You know, not everything has gone up like lumber has. Lumber is 359, up to 359% in some articles, over 200% in others. So kind of an amazing price jump that has increased the price of homes, building a home and everything else in an extraordinary way, and not a good way. But my gosh. By the way, get over to MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com and put in the code KATE. Order up some products for friends, for family, for you, and then you're going to be helping Truth in Radio. You're going to be helping this show. Go to MyPillow.com and put in the code KATE, K-A-T-E. And I just appreciate you doing that. Thank you for that. MyPillow.com. Go to Frank Speech, too. It's the new Facebook for conservatives, because us conservatives don't like getting censored. So go to FrankSpeech.com and sign up as we kind of transfer over there. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead. Did you want to weigh in on the lumber? Caller. Okay, well, I tried. So the lumber shortage, we're talking about that, and there's a lot of different theories, and people are noticing as they're traveling and realizing that, hey, do we actually have a shortage? It's getting to the yards, and then is it not getting from the yards to the stores, but is there more to this? Is there more to this? The price has gone up so heavily. I just don't buy that it's just a labor shortage. I don't know. I could understand some shortages when you're trying to compete with people that are getting a government check. Okay, I get that. I understand. But I just can't tell the whole story. Can it? I don't know. It just seems odd to me. Anyway. Hi, caller. Yeah. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead. Caller, you're live. You are live. Can you hear me?
I can't hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes. Go right ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to chime in on the lumber. Okay. What about just good old-fashioned currency debasement? Do you see that as a problem with all the commodity prices?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. I'm with you on that. Sure. It's just amazing.
Can you hear me now?
Yes. Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, so I can barely hear you for some reason, but that was my fault. I'll hang up now since I can barely hear you.
Okay. All right. Thank you. I appreciate that. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. What do you think?
Well, I have, first of all, hello. How are you doing
good
today?
Good. How are you? Good.
And all that good stuff.
Good.
I have a friend of mine that lives in Roseburg, Oregon, and he drives a semi-truck, a logging truck, and so does his younger brother. And I talked to him last week, and he said that there is no lumber shortage. They are so unbelievably busy, and there is no employee shortage in regards to that either. He says there's more guys driving haul trucks, or not haul trucks, but lumber trucks, than there were 5 years ago.
Hmm.
So this whole shortage thing and the prices going up is just something that they want to do to create inflation, and pretty soon the debt bubble's going to pop, and there we go.
Yeah, yeah. Could be as easy as that. Thank you for that. Really appreciate the insight. Yep. Always. It is strange. It is strange. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hey, your lumber thing.
Yeah, please.
We're still on that.
Yes, what are your thoughts?
I'm a big conspiracy guy.
Mm-hmm.
Always have been.
Mm-hmm.
But on this one, I'm not so sure it's so evil.
Mm-hmm.
That most of the West gets their lumber from California, Washington, and Oregon.
Mm-hmm.
They had the biggest shutdowns.
Okay. But Canada, so, we get a lot from Canada too, though.
Yes, we do.
Mm-hmm.
But in our supply and demand economy, there's no excess really of anything. Because if there was a ton of excess in anything, somebody would go out of business because mm-hmm. they would have to, it's a race to the bottom for price.
Mm.
So supply and demand levels that out. Well, if all of a sudden you shut down the West Coast, which is a lumber mill, massive, and you take that out of the equation on a just-on-time economy,
mm-hmm.
yeah, you're going to have a big shortage, and it's going to be terrible. And as far as seeing lumber somewhere else in the country and over the border or wherever, unless you have a frame of reference, that doesn't mean anything, because how was it 5 years ago or 4 years ago? Is that same pile of lumber there waiting to be moved then?
Mm-hmm. But the caller...
I just look at all the shutdowns through those major lumber states, and you can't buy lumber from back east and use it here.
Interesting.
Because it's different lumber, and it doesn't meet the building specs.
Okay. All right. Good enough. So the caller just before you said the exact opposite. He said, just talking to one of the drivers, they've got drivers, they've got lumber, and this is in Oregon. And he said, they're fine.
Well,
they've got it, you know, they're jammed, but with product.
Yeah.
So,
I don't know, because we do know, don't we, that the lumber mills shut down for quite a while.
Yeah, but... That was a while ago. That was during the pandemic.
But how long does it take you to build the backlog back up?
Look
at toilet paper. The reason toilet paper ran out is we're a just-in-time economy. And if suddenly everybody runs tomorrow and buys two extra packs of toilet paper, everybody does that.
Yeah.
That throws a ripple effect backwards that drains everything out of supply.
Okay. All right.
And it has to be built back up.
Okay.
Anyway, I don't know.
Let's take those thoughts in. I'm just listening. This is great. Mm-hmm. Thank you for that. Really appreciate it. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
First of all, inflation does not hit all products equally. Certain products are hit first. The fellow talked about commodities. Definitely inflation is starting to go up. It'll go crazy once the economy starts moving. We get some money velocity going. We're missing the elephant in the room. You know, we're so trained not to understand economics, not understand government, not to blame government. The criminal, illegal, tyrannical tariffs that Trump imposed on lumber, what is our leading importer of lumber in America? By far, it's Canada. And he imposed that illegal tariff. With tariffs, you have an increase. It's a hidden tax, you know, the increase in cost. And I think that last caller made a good point, too, about how the industries have been shut down to some extent here on the West Coast and so forth. But that's got to be a major, major role, if not the the major reason, is the tariffs that have been imposed illegally by the president. He has no authority on Canada's lumber. That was one of the very first tariffs he imposed. The other thing is inflation is hitting. Look at energy prices have gone up over averaging over 10% inflation. Other areas, food and so forth, are gradually going up, but they are definitely going up across the board. But lumber seems to be hit pretty hard. But I would say much of the cost, I'm guessing, is due to the illegal tariff of President Trump.
Okay. Another thought. You're welcome to weigh in on this. 888-673-1450. I know gas prices are going up. A lot of people are betting on crude. And anyway, I'd love to hear what you have to say. Thoughts, Uncle Milton?
Well, I don't think we know the answer. I don't think we're going to ever know the answer.
But don't say it's because of COVID. That's just you know what I mean? That's getting ridiculous now. I mean, industries are back.
This is a financial issue. Yeah. Nothing about disease.
Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi.
Hi.
One thing nobody's mentioned. We know that the powers that be have come up with Agenda 2030.
Yes.
And basically that's to get everybody out of their homes and into
thought of this. Yes. So they can't afford them.
Family dwellings.
A young person could not afford a home right now. Is that,
Right. One thing about, when the gal said, mentioned the driverless trucks, I have friends that are truck drivers, and they have trouble getting in and out of some of the docking places.
Interesting.
Backing a truck up to a dock is very precise, and harder in some places than others.
Yeah.
But The other thing about food,
uh-huh.
I've been tracking this for probably since the mid-1990s,
okay,
because of buying food in bulk and stuff. And the problem that most people don't see mm-hmm. is either the packaging is the same, but they're putting less in the packaging, so the weight has gone down,
yes,
and the price has gone up, or the packages are actually getting smaller. I've noticed even my moisturizer
cereal
for my face.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
The inside of the jar is smaller than it used to be.
That's so weird. I was just noticing cereal took another mini stance, went it's even
yes.
smaller and thinner now. The boxes are tiny compared to what they used to sell.
Yes.
Yeah.
Or they're still bigger and they're not as filled as they used to
mm-hmm.
be.
Mm-hmm.
Ice cream.
Yeah.
You used to be able to buy a half gallon and a gallon.
Right.
Those don't exist anymore.
Interesting. Yeah, it's true. It's true. Thank you for that. Yeah.
Inflation in food is being hidden mm-hmm. by the packaging.
Okay. Thank you. I really love the phone call. Thank you so much. I've actually thought about the fact that they're pricing these young kids out of homes. Absolutely. 100%. Because I thought as this spirals up, this is going to keep going. And these kids won't have a chance. And all of a sudden, all this low-income housing is cropped up everywhere.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
All across the country.
Yep.
That's the big talk. What are we going to do about our low-income housing needs?
Mm-hmm. I agree. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hey, I'm just going to throw my 2 cents in with
sure.
the guy that said the supply and demand. Lumber, and just hear me out on this one. Lumber is one of those things you can't increase production just because you do. You cut down a tree, it takes almost a whole year
mm-hmm.
to get that from the point you cut it into the thing where they make the OSB press board,
mm-hmm.
which are huge in house building. I think that about a year ago, the lumber industry said we need to cut production because nobody's going to buy this stuff coming
mm-hmm.
when there's 20% unemployment.
Right.
And then, of course, the government sends every checks, and there's this migration mm-hmm. out of New York and California to places that don't have enough houses, so you have to build it.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that they did not see that the need of the lumber was going to shoot up. Now, because they didn't foresee that, we're going to have a shortage for 3 or 4 months, probably. And just because it takes an entire year to cure the lumber and get it out of the door, they mm-hmm. guessed wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that's why the price of it's gone up. I think it's the same problem with the cars. Cars have gone up some 30% or so. I think an mm-hmm. F-150 is almost $100,000 now.
Wow.
Which 3 years ago it was 60, right?
Right.
So
right.
they've gone up 40 or 50%, but it's the same issue. They cut a lot of production thinking
mm-hmm.
that this year nobody was going to be able to afford the car, so they're not going to flood the system with it.
Interesting.
And I think that we're dealing with that.
Okay.
That sounds more logical than
well,
because we're out to do stuff.
I'm open to all of it. Honestly, on this one, I don't know. That's why I'm asking all of you. And I know all of you are very, very smart, so I'm learning from you guys on this one because I've wondered about it, and so have other people. So thank you for that. Really appreciate the phone call. In fact, I mean, I do know where we're going, and we are going to be pricing these kids that get newly married out of homes. It's gonna get harder and harder to get
yep.
a home. That I do know. But how we get there, I mean, it's all speculative. But I wanted to throw this out there because people have wondered why. Why does it take 6 to 9 months to get a couch made? This is ridiculous. And so I love that you guys are all chiming in, and I love all your thoughts, actually. I'm taking all of those in as data points because I think that it's something to think about. And everyone's making great points. I like it. I do. I like it. There's just so many thoughts on this.
Well,
we could go a million directions.
But it shows that people are thinking about it.
Right.
Too.
Yes. And we're going to come right back. Dean Sessions is going to join us from universalmodel.com, my favorite science guy. And so wait until you hear a little bit about the history of science, because next time you talk to somebody about science, you might want to be armed with this truth. There's going to be a lot of truths told in the next segment of the show in the next hour. So hang out with us. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show.
And wherever possible.